Uncle Josh and the Insurance Company.
Well, old ass Walt, I'll for him second time. Fella come along want to insure me in accident for $25 a week. Well, I told him I guess I'd had just about all the accidents a fella could have and live. I fell into the thrashing machine, had the well cave in on me, and the Lord knows what else. Well, it talked me into it, and so I took out the insurance. Well, I might as well have it. And next day, I went over to help Ezra Austin, who was building a new house. Well, Ezra, he set me up on the fifth floor to take down a lot of brick what was up there. So I got a rope and a pulley and rigged it up and tied one end of the rope to a barrel and the other end of the rope to a beam down in the cellar. And then I loaded the darn old barrel full of brick and went down and untied the rope and let the darn thing down. Well, the darn old barrel was heavier than what I was, and it started down, and I started up. Well, I met it halfway, and it took a good deal of me right down with it again. Well, that was the first accident, and then I went up and hit the roof. That was the second accident. Darn old barrel hit the cellar floor and knocked the bottom out of it, and the bricks all run out, and then I was heavier in the barrel, and I started down, the barrel started up, and I met it again, and what it didn't do to me in the first place, it done in the second place. Well, that was the third accident, and then I hit the darn old floor, was the fourth accident. The rope flew out of my hands, and barrel come down and hit me on the head, and that was the fifth accident. Well, I had it all figured out. I could stay in bed just about 10 weeks and clear off mortgage on the farm. But that darn insurance man come around. That wasn't only one accident, and by thunder, that's all he paid me for. And I stayed in bed 4 days and got $18.36. God darn no insurance company anyhow.